You are listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Prepare to be enlightened, entertained, and moved to grow as you hear practical advice on building and enriching the experience of worship at your church. And now, Dr. Craig Gilbert.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast. As we say every time, our podcast is here to help you with any and all aspects of church planning and development, but we put a special emphasis on congregational worship and the role of congregational worship in your church. My name is Dr. Craig Gilbert, and I am the founder and lead consultant of Purposed Heart Ministries, and I'm happy to be with you each week as we talk about important issues that so many churches must face each and every day. And I wonder if you would please help us share this podcast in your favorite social media, by word of mouth, but we need your help to build the audience for this podcast. So if you find value here, if you would share it, that would be so beneficial to us. Hey, this is the third part of our series on preparing for those guests that you're going to have on Easter Sunday and other big days. And we started off talking about parking lots two episodes ago. Last episode, we talked about the signs. And this episode, we are going to talk about people. So sit back, take out some pencil or something, take some notes on your computer. But let me give you a few things when we start talking about people. You know, the last two episodes, we've talked about really about the physical areas of the church. But now we need to populate that welcome area, and we need to talk about your greeters and your ushers. Let me tell you that in my experience, greeters and ushers, visitors or volunteers who are greeting visitors, are some of the most undertrained people on your team. These are people who are willing to be a help for you. It's one of the most valuable positions that you have, but they are usually left to their own devices with very little conversation as far as what they should say, how they should say it, what they should do in greeting people and welcoming into your church and giving information out. And so we're going to talk about a couple of these, specifically your greeters and your ushers. Now, in some churches, ushers and greeters are synonymous. Other churches, greeters and ushers are two different groups. And so we're going to approach this as two different groups of people. But if your ushers are your greeters, then you can glue the two together and make it one set of criteria for one group of people. But let's talk about your greeters first, because they tend to be the easiest, especially if they're separate from your ushers. Greeters are not your typical ushers. Usually, they're not the guys in the suits and ladies in the really fancy dresses that are handing out bulletins and things. These are the people who have agreed to stand in your parking lot and greet people, who have agreed to stand at your welcome center and greet people, or maybe they stand out in the lobby or narthex of your church and greet people. And they're really there just to say hello, put a smile on a face, and get people excited about being at your church. And that is the key. Smiles and excitement. Smiles and excitement. And I'm going to say it one more time. Smiles and excitement. There are very few things that can hurt your church as much as greeters who are dull and do not look like they want to be there and do not look like they want to be doing anything. Even if in their hearts they're some of the nicest people in the world and they truly love Jesus and they love people coming to your church, if they can't express that on their face and in their body language, you are going to be challenged by that being one of the first faces people see. So have a conversation with your greeters. Talk to them. Make sure that these are people who are truly doing the best for your church that can be done. Yes, you're going to have some wonderful people, truly nice, godly people who are going to volunteer to be greeters, because they're volunteers. That's what they do. They volunteer. But when you take a look at what they're doing and you ask them, you know, how they greet, and you see that deadpan look and just a kind of a neutral, you know, welcome to our church, really and truly start having some second thoughts and see if you can't help them find a different place to volunteer. So first of all, let's talk about criteria for greeters. Greeters are all ages, both genders, people who can truly help you put on the best face for your church. And the first thing I want you to do when somebody says they want to be a greeter, I need you to really just say, okay, show me. I'm a visitor. How do you greet me? Well, I don't really want to. I could do it when. No, 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 no. This is like singing a solo. When, as a music director, people come up to me and they say, well, I'd like to sing a solo. My first thing is, sing me one. And, oh, well, I need a. No, no, sing. Sing for me. Show me. Because if there's not a. If there is not a courage and a willingness to reach out right off the bat, then I got news for you. It's going to be a struggle even when they're doing it, being a greeter on a particular day. So get a demo. I want to see you greet. I want to see you shake hands. How would you greet me? How would you welcome me to the church? Then give them something to say and give them something to do. Don't just put them out on the front lines and say, well, greet everybody. Don't do that. Give them something specific to say, something specific to do in how they're going to welcome people to your church. Do you have something you want them to hand out? Do you have a place you want them to send people? Give them instructions so that you have a plan. You have trained greeters who know what they're doing and are moving people forward to the areas they need to be moved forward. Find people who know your church building, because what you really want to do, as we've said in earlier podcasts, you want people who are willing to walk people where they need to go. Your greeters should not be locked into an area and never able to move. You need to have enough greeters that if someone needs to be walked to the children's area, or someone needs to find your fellowship hall, or someone needs to find the church offices, that you don't just point to those new signs that you just put up and say, follow the signs, but you have somebody who's willing to walk that person to their place. Think about a restaurant. When you first walk into a restaurant and you're greeted by a hostess or a host, they don't just point to a table and send you to the table. They walk you to the table. They take you to where you're going to sit. They make sure that you have what you're going to need and get you ready for, and they hand you off to the person who's going to take care of them after that. So use that, as a possible model for your greeter. Think of that position in a cultural setting that you're used to. But use these greeters to be that first line of contact, and don't be afraid to put them in places where you may not typically have a greeter, especially on an Easter Sunday, because you never know where people who have never been to your church are going to show up and start entering into the church. You'll have a door that no one has ever used. You'll have a visitor on Easter Sunday who's going to come through that door. So get those greeters out there and get them in place. Now, the second group of people that I want to talk about are your ushers. So this is the usher is so ubiquitous in churches that there's even jokes about them. There's a situation comedy that was on television called Everybody Loves Raymond. They even had an episode on being an usher at the church. And, it's one of those things that sometimes it's almost like it's inherited. It's like it's passed down. It's like, once you're an usher, you're going to be an usher for the rest of your life. And somehow you are, you're an elder of the church if you're an usher. You're a guardian of that is holy if you're an usher. So many people look at the ushers as that type of person, and the ushers look at themselves as that type of person. So the ushers typically are the people who are at the door of into the sanctuary, into your area of worship, and they're usually handing out the bulletins and possibly even helping people find a place to sit. So let me give you some things about your ushers. Now, as far as happy faces and warm handshakes, you may or may not be able to do anything about your ushers between now and Easter, but you can at least suggest it to them, at least talk to them about it. But more than importantly than anything, ushers need to make people feel welcome in finding a seat. There is nothing that I have seen over the years that is more intimidating than for a visitor to walk into a sanctuary and try to find a seat. They need some help, and your ushers are the front line of people who can make that happen. Having your ushers help people find a seat, even if the place isn't full, is huge. If a visitor walks through the door and an usher greets and says, "Can I help you find a seat?" and they say no, that's fine. But some of them will say, "Yes, where's the best place to sit? Where's the best place to hear? Where's the best place to see?" Your ushers have that ability to be that person, to move them in that direction. But they have to be told that that's what they're going to do, and they have to be told that that's what they're expected to do. Some ushers think they can't be told anything, just to be honest, but you can do that as a leader. You can provide that leadership to them, and you can assure them that it is in their best interest and in the best interest of the church to do their job in that way, because it's the best way for the church to be welcoming. Now, your greeters and your ushers are in place. What is it that you're going to instruct them to do besides show people where to go and help people find a seat? The main thing that we need to address is how we are going to treat people when they come onto our campus. And in all honesty, this is the place where you can start instructing your entire congregation on how to be a greeter on an Easter Sunday or a Christmas Sunday or something along those lines when people are coming who typically are not on your campus. We need to not treat people differently just because they may be Christmas and Easter kind of folks, or just because this is the first time they've ever been on your campus, or just because they don't look like they should come to your church, or they don't dress like people at your church, or they don't sound like people at your church. We need to treat everyone with the gospel. We need to understand that the fact that they are on your campus means that if the pastor's doing their job and the worship leader's doing their job, then this person is going to hear the gospel today. And we want them to be in as receptive a position as possible to hear the gospel and give God a chance to work on their hearts. And our greeters and ushers can be the first people to shut those folks down if they're not being warm and welcoming and they're not making people feel like they actually belong at the church. You know, there have been lots of interviews and surveys done with people who don't commonly go to church. And one of the first things they will say to you is they don't feel like they are welcome at the church. They don't feel like they belong at the church. So just the fact that they got up, got in their car, and drove to church is huge. And your greeters and your ushers need to understand that just the very decision to come to church, which your greeters and ushers, because they are great volunteers and they serve your church, they're going to have a struggle trying to understand what a decision and what a monumental act of faith it is for some of these people just to get out of their house, get in their car, and drive to a church. That's going to be very difficult for them to understand sometimes. So you really have to spend the time with your greeters and your ushers, helping them to understand that as these people walk through the door, we have to treat them as if we are Christ, because we are Christ to the world. And so we have to greet them with a love and a caring and a respect and a dignity that is going to make them not only feel warm and welcome coming into the church, but is going to put them in a spot where they are receptive to hear the gospel. There is no job, and I'm going to stress this and stress this and stress this. If you are truly interested in winning people to Christ, if you are truly interested in growing your church, if you are truly interested in making disciples for the Lord, there is no job more important than your greeters and your ushers. And I'm going to say that again. There is no job more important than your greeters and your ushers, at least on the front line. Even your pastor has a much diminished chance to have the word heard if the person who is sitting in the pew is already put off or in a bad mood or in a bad place because of poor greeters and poor ushers. These are the people who set the tone for your church. These are the people who prepare people to meet Christ that then they will experience in worship through your pastor and through your worship leader or through your Sunday school class or through your children's department. You could have the greatest children's department in the world, folks. You could have built the best playground, have the nicest volunteers, have the cleanest and most beautiful children's areas. And if someone had a negative experience climbing out of their car in the parking lot, and the greeter that they meet and they try to find the children's area is rude, or the greeter that they meet does not seem interested, or the usher that they meet is not interested in helping somebody find the children's department, that children's department you spent so much money on and so much pride and so much time on is almost impossible to please them because they have already been put off at the front line. So folks, again, I can't stress it enough. On this last thing, people need people, and they need to meet people that love them and that welcome them and that truly want them to be at their church. So work with your greeters, work with your ushers. Maybe it's time to find some new greeters and new ushers. Maybe it's time to upgrade. But more than anything, it's time to train. Tell these people what you want them to do. Tell them what you want them to say. Expect it from them and hold them accountable to it so that your church can be fairly represented and put in the best possible light as people walk onto the campus to meet God on this very special day. Well, that's all I've got. It is almost here. It's Holy Week. You're hearing this. If you're hearing it on the first day, you're hearing it on Maundy, Thursday, going into Good Friday. And we definitely want you to be ready when these people come on board. So until next time, again, please help us share. Post us on Facebook or on Instagram or something. Put the link on here and help us get this out to your areas of influence. Help us get known, and so that we can build our audience. So next week. Podcast coming up, we're going to start into a new four-part series called Listening to Feedback. And so we've done all this work prepping for visitors. Now, what do we do with the feedback? So next week, we're going to talk about first-time visitor feedback. What are we going to do with it now that we've worked so hard to find out to get our visitors in and get our visitors welcomed? What do we do with the feedback that we get? How do we get that feedback? How do we get to hear from them? So we'll hear from you next week. And hopefully you'll be with us. So share it, and get the word out and help us out. Until next time, don't forget to go to PurposedHeartMinistries.com. Take a look at all the resources that we have there. Coming up, I'll be at the National Worship Leader Conference in Nashville at the end of May and the Texas Annual Conference on Memorial Day weekend. So if you can come by either one of those places and say hello, would love to meet you and see you. If you'd like me to come to your church, send me an invitation, reach out, and let's talk about how I can come to your church and help your church in particular with some of the issues that you may have in worship or in any other area of church growth. Until then, take care. This is Dr. Craig Gilbert saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next week on the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Want more from Craig? Be sure to join us online at PurposedHeartMinistries.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week.